Dear Lord, we are grateful for your goodness, Lord, and thank you for sending your Son to die for us, Lord. Thank you for being our Father. I think about today's Father's Day, but really, you're the true Father, Lord, and we are grateful that you have adopted us and that you are our real dad. We are truly grateful for that, Lord. So I just pray now, Lord, that we can sing these songs to you because we love you as our God and as our Father, Lord. So help us to worship you with a pure heart. Think about you. Think about these songs. And I pray that it's pleasing to your ear, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, have you ever had a piece of clay, right? And you can form it and push it and mold it how you want to, right? But if the clay gets hard, it's almost like a rock. And then you can't form it or anything. And you kind of put it to the side and you leave it alone, right? Well, see, in this song here in the top paragraph there, it says, "Have thine own way, Lord. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will." So I was thinking, you know, we're like a piece of clay in the hand of God. Now, we can be soft and he can form us to his will. Or we can be hard. We can be hardened toward God. And you know what? He'll put you aside and he won't mess with you. He'll just leave you alone. And that's a scary spot to be in. We don't want to be like that. We want to offer ourselves to God soft so he can mold us to his will so that we're not doing our will, but we're doing his will. And we want him to have his way with us, not our own way. Okay, in the third paragraph, the bottom line says, "Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief." And I was thinking, do you ever feel sometimes like, man, I feel like I'm not saved, right? You get that thought going across your head. That's unbelief, right? And I even think Paul kind of experienced that a little bit. Because remember in Romans 7 when Paul was saying, I don't do what I want to do, and then I'm doing what I don't want to do, right? What a wretched man I am. Well, when you're feeling like that, you kind of feel like you're unsaved, right? And he says, who will rescue me? Well, Jesus will rescue you. See, we have to remember this, that our salvation is in his merit. See, it says, trusting only in thy merit. See, when we trust in God, in Jesus' merit and what he did on the cross, and we stop and think, it's not on my performance, it's on what he did, then he takes away that unbelief, right? Because we know that we can't be good enough to get to heaven. But what Jesus did, he lived a perfect life, gave us his righteousness. It's all by what he did. And then when you see that and we go, oh, I'm going to repent of my sins. And now I see that Jesus died for me and it takes away our unbelief. Thank you. Okay, this song says His name is wonderful. And it's talking about Jesus. But see, not everybody that has the name, like there's other people that were named Jesus, right? And they're not wonderful, right? See, Jesus, His name is wonderful because of who He is and what He did. See, who He is in this song, it says He's the mighty King. He's the master of everything. He's Almighty God. That's who He is, right? But then He came to this earth and He became a shepherd for us, the great shepherd, right? Now, what does a shepherd do? They love the sheep. They take care of them. They protect them, right? That's why He's wonderful. He's the Almighty God and would come down here and be our shepherd. This song is about giving Jesus all the glory, glory to His name. But I think in order to give Him all the glory, like we're supposed to do, we have to recognize something, and that's in the last paragraph, in the middle line there, it says, "Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet." We have to recognize about ourselves that our soul is poor before we come to Jesus, right? It's so poor that it's dead. I mean, you can't get much poorer than dead, right? So we have to actually give Him, in order to give Him all the glory, we have to recognize our condition and that we're spiritually dead, right? And in the song, in the third paragraph, it says, "I was so wondrously saved from sin," right? So when we realize I'm poor and pitiful and dead spiritually, and I'm so wondrously saved from sin, then that gives Him all the glory, right? If we think that we have some say so, that we seeked Him out and we chose God, then we'd have to change the name of the song to glory to our name, right? See, it's glory, all glory goes to Jesus. When we realize that and we know how poor we are spiritually and He saved us, that makes us want to give Him all the glory and none to us. Let's pray. Lord, we're so glad that you came down here and you applied your blood to cover our sins, Lord. If you didn't do that, Lord, we'd have no hope at all. So we are so grateful for that, and we want to give you all the glory. Thank you for saving us, Lord. And I just pray today that if there's somebody here that doesn't know you, that they don't think that your blood has covered their sins, cause them to repent, Lord, and to seek you out so that they can be saved. We want you to be glorified more and more, and we want people to be saved, Lord, through your blood, Lord. So show somebody that today if they don't know you. Help us now, Lord, to be ready for this sermon and clear our minds of the things that are going on in our lives or work or kids, Lord, and just help us to have ears that can hear, Lord, and feed us with your word. We're asking you to do that for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.